100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Well, the weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And we got a lot of stories in on the topic of cruising. So I'm going to go ahead and play those stories and not bother you with my latest malady of the week. I haven't taken any cough medication or pain medication yet, but it's just a matter of time. And hopefully I've gotten over that crap and can actually have a decent week. So here we go.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called Come Fly With Me. It felt good to be out, cruising along, feeling the breeze beneath my wings. Endless possibilities for the day lay ahead. My driver today was old and small. He struggled to see over the dashboard. Our eyes met, but I don't think he saw me stuck to the windscreen. I could hear his music through the glass. We travelled together as companions for miles, until a jet of water unseated me. I had a nauseating lurch back and forth on the wipers before they came to a stop with a screeching judder. I realised then my time was nearly up. Thanks for listening. I shall see you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and I continue on the mend. Tonight's story is called Deadhead Sticker on a Cadillac. Don't look back, you can never look back. When I met my first wife, I was living high in Santa Cruz. She was a Walnut Creek girl of a Fortune 500 father. I, a proto-hippie. One of the oddest things we shared was a love of cruising. In Northern California lexicon, there is a phrase, cruising the Maine. And of course, cruising the boardwalk was understood in 174 languages. We were poor and in need of cheap entertainment. Oh, what a circus that was. Buckets of pills, clouds of pot, lots and lots of free booze. One night I ran into both Toms, Waits and Lear. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
It's Friday night, and I'm getting ready to go out, like so many others will be the world over. I've showered, done my nails and makeup, picked out a killer outfit and spritzed myself with fragrance, and of course I've had a couple of drinks to get me in the mood. But I'm not meeting up with the girls, hitting a nightclub, or even going out with a hot date. My night will be very different. Tonight, I'll be cruising the streets, looking for unfortunate victims to feed my craving. I did say I'd picked out a killer outfit.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my story on the topic cruising. It's called Flight Plan. There are some things you just don't want to hear when cruising at 20,000 feet. Things like brace for impact, this is a hijack, or can you smell burning? Thankfully, that's not a situation I've ever found myself having to face. But believe me, I'm prepared. I think I've watched every flight disaster movie that's ever been released. Twice. I always try to sit over a wing or next to an emergency exit. Preferably both. And unlike you, I always pay attention to the in-flight safety briefing. Want my advice? If you ever fly, sit next to me. That's it. I'm done. Goodbye.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The Pelican flew over the cruise ship. The tourists took their phones out to start lives. Look, look, a bird! Most didn't even know it was a pelican. Some called him a giant seagull. But the pelican flew over again. After the lives came the photos. Social media is hungry. Let's post some photos and show off our ignorance. The pelican flew back and forth. Suddenly, he pooped on the tourists. Shrieks of amusement and more lives featuring the poop deck. Likes, hearts, laughing emojis. Then the pelican flew away, grunting, "Bring fish next time," and thinking humans are idiots. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 1007 with the prompt of cruising. So here's my story. With students cruising past them to class, Mandy realized she had said too much. "He has what?" Bobby gasped. "Got to go to the bathroom." Mandy hurried into the girls' room. She locked herself in a stall, pulled out her phone, and texted Sabrina, "Where are you and Bilbert?" She read the reply quickly, opened the stall door, and ran into Bobby, her phone still in her hand. "Who did you call?" Bobby demanded. Mandy shrugged. "I texted Sabrina, but I don't think it was her." "Why?" Bobby asked. Mandy frowned, deep in thought. "She called me Linoleum Amanda, and not Lindy Mindy." Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
At night, on every cruise ship when the lights are turned off, so you can look up and see the stars. Living in a city, a lot of the night sky gets washed out by streetlights. Even in the country, you still get some light pollution, but out on the deep ocean, you can see everything, and it's really mind-blowing with everyone looking up. Some people trying to take pictures with their phones, not turning off the flash, ruining it for everyone. At least when it's dark, nobody can see that it's you who pushed them overboard.
And there you have it, a bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of cruising. I hope you cruised right through this podcast and enjoyed it. And if you really enjoyed it, you can leave a comment or subscribe or share it or join along. And if you've already joined along, keep on coming back. There's always room for more. And there's always room for people to come back if you take a break Or if you're taking a little extra time, I can put your story up on the feed in a separate post. Inspiration doesn't always happen on a weekly basis. Anyway, the next topic is going to be, it's going down. And, yeah, I know, I keep saying that I'm going to update the topics list. I'll get around to it one of these years, you know, kind of like when I'm going to post the weekly stories that week. Oh, well, at some point it'll be 2 weeks late, and then three, and then four, and then whatever happened to him. Thank you for listening, and as always, keep it brief.